Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Now listen to
them. Be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Oh my goodness, it is chilly outside, but God, I love it. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Monday, September 10th, 2018. Today, mostly cloudy, high of 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 76. So it looks like we're not going to get 40 days of rain, just three or four of them. Hey, good morning, Alex. Good morning, Live the Web Girl. How was everybody's weekend?
Good morning. I had a good weekend. I had some friends in from out of town. My best friend and her husband came and stayed at my boyfriend's house. And so we got to enjoy some time together. But something happened that had my boyfriend and I gagging, absolutely dry heaving. We didn't even know that this was something that couples did. And as soon as I found out about it, I told my best friend, I said, I hope you know I'm about to call you out on the air on Monday.
I have an idea which I think is obvious, but I'll hold off till we talk about that. Like, I'm trying to think of what some couples do I would never dream of doing.
Yeah, so you'll find out what exactly happened with my friends over the weekend after 8 o'clock on the show today.
All right, Live the Web Girl, what about you?
I had a good weekend. It was fun. I worked, and I went to the Colts game yesterday.
Was that your first Colts game?
It was my very first Colts game, and it was so much freaking fun. Shout out to Joel Daddy, because he literally made sure I had like the best time. And it was so much fun, but the Colts did lose.
Yeah, please don't go to any more Colts games, because I think you're bad luck. Something happened.
It was Liv's
definitely
fault.
Me and definitely not the Colts.
To be fair, the Colts lost when I went there, too. That's why I haven't been back. It looked awesome. It was good to see everybody go out there, too, because the home opener, but so much freaking rain. Like, I know a lot of the pregame festivities kind of got, like, washed out a bit, but I don't know. The Colts look decent. We'll talk more about that coming up with Joe's Need to Know News, which is around 6:45 this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Sticking with the football theme, that's all I did yesterday. Not to brag, it's early, but holy crap, knocking on wood, nobody on my fantasy football teams, because I do two of them, is injured, and it looks like I'm going to win both of my games in week one. I got a family league with my my wife's family, who last year I was in last place, so this year I'm out there to say, hey, it was just a fluke. So I'm hoping to be number one at that.
There you go.
And then my money league with my buddies, looks like I did good in that too. So that, and I'm excited. It is finally flip-flop, shorts, and hoodie weather. That's like my dream outfit. You wear sandals and flip-flops. You wear like cargo shorts like I'm wearing now. And then you wear a hoodie. So you're cold and hot.
What's the days? What are they going to look like this week?
It actually looks pretty nice for us the week. We're today mostly cloudy, high 69. Tuesday mostly sunny, high of 76. And looks like highs the rest of the week with some sun in the upper 60s to maybe 70.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, but like this morning when it's chilly outside, I think it's at 58 in my
car.
Yeah,
I've got shorts and a hoodie on.
I'm like, hell to the yeah. I'm all about that. All right, we got so much to get to.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B were caught on camera attacking each other at a party during New York Fashion Week. The scuffle began when Cardi approached Minaj over lies Nicki was spreading. Cardi was then elbowed above her left eye by a security guard before throwing one of her shoes at Nicki. As security guards held back both rappers, Cardi started to yell, B, come here. Nicki responded back, I'm staying right here.
Come here. Bitch, come here. Bitch, come here. Bitch, come here.
Cardi's dress was ripped following the fight, and one of her assistants picked up a fistful of hair. She also suffered a golf ball-sized lump above her left eye.
That looked bad. I saw that lump. Ugh.
Yeah, following the altercation, Cardi posted on Instagram, I've let a lot of blanks slide. I let you sneak diss me. I let you lie on me. I let you attempt to stop my bags, mess up the way I eat. You've threatened other artists in the industry, told them if they work with me, you'll stop messing with them. I let you talk blank about me. I addressed you a second time in person, and every time you cop the plea. But when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother and make comments about my abilities to take care of my daughter is when all bets are off. I've worked too hard and come too far to let anybody mess with my success. Blanks talk all that crap and they raps, but in real life, they blank. This crap really is for entertainment. Nicki hasn't commented on the fight, but did post a photo of herself on Instagram. Cardi's not going to face any criminal charges after throwing the shoe. And Nicki wasn't injured and apparently isn't going to press those charges. So that's good for Cardi, I guess. She's not filing a report either, even though she left the party with a sizable bump over her
eye.
Do
we know how she got the bump?
It's just, I think it was just the, she was being, because Nicki didn't touch her.
Yeah, just
so
like everybody
it's just
jostling
the security,
around.
It's just the security shuffling her
that
around.
That looked bad, though. That was a lump.
And Cardi B, by the way, people know her for throwing shoes at people.
Yeah, I know.
She threw a shoe on Love & Hip Hop New York, I guess, on a reunion show last year with Asia. She got into it with her and threw something. So
he's going to lose an eye with Cardi throwing those heels around.
And following Mac Miller's death Friday at age 26, fans remembered the rapper through the legacy that he left behind, his music. From being featured on XXL Magazine's freshman class of 2011 to touring with rappers Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, Miller was recognized for style-changing beats and relatable lyrics. The 26-year-old musician was pronounced dead at 11:51 a.m. at his Studio City, California home. The rapper had gone into cardiac arrest after appearing to suffer a drug overdose. His family released a statement and said he was a bright light in this world for his family, friends, and fans. Thank you for your prayers. Please respect our privacy. Mac Miller dated Ariana Grande for 2 years before they broke up earlier this year. When they parted on good terms, she tweeted, "Please take care of yourself." A day after Mac died, Ariana Grande shared a photo of him on Instagram. In the picture, Miller stares up at the camera while sitting on the grass. A pair of tennis shoes, presumably Ariana Grande's, can be seen between his legs. Ariana didn't share a caption with the image and turned off comments for all of her posts when internet trolls started to blame her for his death. And last night, Miss America was on. Miss New York, Nia Franklin, has been crowned Miss America. Franklin took home the crown by beating out Miss Connecticut, who finished as runner-up. A classic vocalist, Franklin's pageant platform is advocating for the arts. Sunday night, she sang an operatic selection from the opera La Boheme. Among the more political messages, Miss Michigan, which I thought was cool, Emily Sioma used her introduction to call out the Flint water crisis. She said, "From the state with 84% of the U.S. fresh water, but none for its residents to drink, I am Miss Michigan, Emily Sioma." So I thought that was excellent that she chose to say that.
It is. It's sad that she had to open up with that, but good for her.
And Lady Gaga told reporters on the red carpet for A Star Is Born about seeing herself in her character after being bullied when she was younger.
"When I see myself in this film, I see so much of myself when I was younger. When I did not believe in myself, when I was bullied in school, I felt ugly, and my only escape was music, and that's why I started to sing and write songs and act, was because I wanted an escape from all of that pain."
Gaga's ex-fiance Taylor Kinney still hasn't decided if he plans to watch her in A Star Is Born. In a recent interview, he was asked if he'd see it, and he said, "I don't know, man." Then his co-star from Chicago Fire, Miranda Ray Mayo, said, "I am. It's going to be great. I'll give him all the tidbits. It's going to be great."
I'm excited. It's got Bradley Cooper. It's got Dave Chappelle. Like, I've seen the preview a few times. This movie looks really good.
And online sales for Nike were up in the days after the Colin Kaepernick ad was released. Researchers found that Nike's online sales surged 31% from last Sunday through Tuesday. The company ran its first ad featuring Kaepernick on Monday. Nike stock initially dropped after the ad, but has since steadied. It was up 1% on Friday. That is your celebrity news, a.k.a. the garbage.
Alex is a millennial. Live the Web Girl is a millennial. And yeah, even myself, I am a millennial. I think it goes up to age 35. So we're all within the age range. And I know that I am 1 to 2/3 of millennials that do this. Alex, do you sleep nude?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want spiders to crawl up me.
Ugh, I never even thought about that. Okay. Live the Web Girl, what about you? You're a millennial. How do you sleep?
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed? Like, what does that mean? Just you wear, like, the next day's clothing that you're going to go to work in?
No, I just have clothes on.
I get too cold. I don't know how people can stand it. It's freezing if you don't.
Researchers surveyed 1,000 people and found 65%, so about 2/3 of millennials, sleep naked. As for, like, baby boomers and parents like that, ugh, sorry for this one. About 40% say they sleep in the buff. That's kind of something I didn't want to visualize. Guys are more likely to sleep naked than women, while nearly 70% of those sleep naked said they do so because they're more comfortable without clothes than with it on.
Not even close.
I hate having a shirt on because it moves up. It starts choking me, like, in my neck. Like, and I don't know. I sleep better when I'm cold a little bit, like when I'm chilly. If I'm too hot, I'm tossing and I'm turning. I hate it.
Well, that's why I've got my fan on, but I still have a t-shirt on. I mean, I can't stand being naked. It's way too cold for me.
I don't believe that statistic.
What, do you think that more millennials do sleep naked or don't?
Don't. I don't think millennials sleep naked. I feel like that's like an old person thing.
I believe that guys do more than the girls do. I don't know any of my girlfriends that sleep naked, but I know a lot of guys that do.
Now, see, all my guy friends wear boxers to sleep.
Yeah. And
how
a lot
you,
most guys sleep
this?
In just their underwear. I
mean,
think.
I don't know. They like talk about it.
I don't get why you would wear. I mean, only reason I'd wear anything to sleep is like, okay, the house is on fire. Like, you don't want to run out naked. But how long does it take to actually get some underwear and put it on and go? Like, that'd be the worst case scenario.
I mean, some precious time if your house is on fire.
I suppose so. Now, here's one thing I'm wondering, and maybe it's girls that are bigger chested that I've heard this that they do. They might sleep naked, but do any women sleep with a bra on?
I do.
Now, why is that? That's to keep everything in place so it doesn't like get messed up, or why do you do that?
I just think, to me, it's actually more comfortable.
Yeah, same.
But I'm trying to understand, like, what's uncomfortable? Because it's like they move, and I
probably makes... yeah. It's just keeping them. Yeah, I guess keeping them in place.
I don't know. I just think it's more comfortable. There's no like rhyme or reason. I don't know why I think it's more comfortable. I just think it's more comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you think if you didn't wear a bra that they might like sag or like
no,
lose
I'm
their...
like why all the questions about the Scooby snacks.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out like what people do because it's related to the topic. If you got any questions about my stuff, go ahead.
No,
it's
I don't.
Just in general.
I
no.
don't
and
at
these
all.
Are, and
I'm
by the
good.
Way, these are general questions. Don't flatter yourself that much. I don't obsess and think. Oh, I wonder about Alex's Scooby snacks and Live the
don't
Web Girls
think
right
you
there.
Think that?
No, but it's interesting to me. Like my wife says, she always sleeps with a bra on.
Yeah, well, then there you go.
Yeah.
But that's just one woman. I don't know. I'm married. I'm locked down. I cannot do any more research for the rest of my life.
It looks like most of us do. I mean, Liv and I are telling you. Your wife is telling you.
All right, I'm telling you right now. Team Nude. If you're not sleeping naked, it'll change your life. Try that. You can let us know on Twitter how you're sleeping, at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into important things like Joe's Need to Know News. Hoping that somehow there's a last-minute change, but this is not looking good for the East Coast of America. Hurricane Florence is getting stronger, and weather officials predict it will turn into a major storm. The governors of North and South Carolina, along with Virginia, have declared state of emergencies in preparation for the storm. So hopefully that thing's going to do something crazy and just go north and miss everything. Can we talk sports for a second? I think it's time to. IU beat Virginia 20-16. IU is now 2-0 in the season. Eastern Michigan, they beat Purdue on a last-second field goal. Dang it! 20-19. Purdue is now 0-2, so those programs are quite the opposite. The Colts, Liv was there in person, lost to the Bengals. It was a lot closer than the score showed, 34-23. After the game, Andrew Luck talked about how excited he was to be back.
Sort of some emotions crept up and just sort of hit me sitting at the locker before we were going to go out as a team, you know, for introductions and to play the game. And I think overwhelmingly, I just felt grateful and appreciative to be here. And that may sound a little cheesy, but I was so excited to get to run on the field as a Colt.
He looked good. He started out through an interception or two, but I mean, he looked pretty decent. It's good to see. Did you hear too? He admitted that, like one of his shoulder injuries, why it took so long to get back. He got hurt when he was snowboarding.
No.
Yeah, like athletes, you're not supposed to do certain things because if you get hurt, like, you know, you can't play. And back in 2016, he got hurt when he was snowboarding. That was unrelated to his other shoulder injury, but it's like, ugh, dude, just stay in a bubble.
Right.
Don't move. Recover. The Brickyard 400 at IMS was postponed yesterday because of rain. Rain ruined everything this weekend. It will start today, though, at 2 o'clock. Serena Williams fined $17,000 for U.S. Open code violations. Let me break it down for you. She was hit with three separate code violations. $4,000 for a coaching violation, which I guess during tennis you can't get your coach to give you advice, which is weird. Any other sport like, okay, Joe, here's what you're going to do. Alex, you're going to pass the ball through the U-shaped thing on a stick.
Yeah, lots of weird things going on in tennis lately.
$3,000 she got charged for smashing her racket, and $10,000 for verbal abuse towards the umpire.
Ooh.
She actually approached the umpire and heavily disputed the violations that she was charged with. She says she'd rather lose than cheat. Her coach did admit to coaching after the match, but said he doesn't think she noticed it. So he said, yeah, I was kind of trying to help her, but I don't think she was paying attention to me.
Interesting. I can't believe that that's not allowed.
Yeah, I'm surprised either. Like, I understand the basics of tennis, but I don't know that much about it. She says she was it was being unfair to her, and male tennis players have done way worse. She ended up losing the match, too. The fines will come out of her tournament winnings, which was only $1.85 million.
She can afford it.
So it's tough. We have an update. I keep on saying this every week, but there's another update on that GoFundMe. Remember that homeless man?
Yes.
For $400,000? Well, he kind of got screwed out of it by the couple that raised money for him online. Well, GoFundMe has now promised to give him all of the money, even if they can't get it back from the couple.
Oh, good.
So that's cool, because otherwise, then what's to stop other people like, oh, I'm here to help out Liv the Web Girl.
Yep.
Then I never give her any of the money. By the way, I will get you that money, Liv. Don't worry. That GoFundMe money is on the way. And you ever had a flight delayed? It's the worst thing, isn't it?
It is.
Just sitting around, you're like, can we get a move in? Well, this never happened to any of us, but I'm jealous. The captain of an American Airlines plane bought 40 pizzas for passengers after their flight was canceled. The flight was grounded in Wichita, Texas because of bad weather. Passengers said the captain ran across the tarmac to grab the pizzas when they arrived. He even delivered them to the passengers.
Cool.
That's badass. I need to start going to more flights. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at RadioNowIndy.com. Should you be fired from your place of employment, from your job, if you steal? I think that's an obvious answer when you hear the question, but let me explain the story because I bet you might change it. An employee at an Ohio supermarket is facing felony charges for snacking on lunch meats.
You know, it is stealing. It is.
Is it really, though? Let me explain, Alex. Someone tipped off loss prevention officers at the Giant Eagle story about the store about the employee who had reportedly been nibbling on the deli meat at the deli counter. This tipster said the woman had been eating about 3 to 5 slices of ham nearly every day she worked for 8 years.
That's a lot. That adds up.
But it's only 3 to 5 slices. Now, occasionally, this lady would snack on some salami, too. So she'd switch it up a bit.
I do like hard salami. Giggity.
I bet you do. Who doesn't? No, salami is good. That's a tasty treat. I could never work in a deli area. The store loss prevention manager did the math and calculated the employee had eaten about $9,200 worth of meat over the course of 8 years, which... theft of that much money, I think theft over a couple $100 or something, is actually a felony. So the police talked to her. She said, yeah, I ate all that deli meat. I've been doing it for years. Well, she's been now charged, fired, and charged with felony theft.
Oh, she should have just got, like, just quit. I mean, the fact that they're going to charge her for a felony, that's insane to me. I feel bad for her. I mean, yeah, they could have fired her, I guess, but... she should have quit while she was ahead.
An employee for that long and you're just so ready to charge them for a felony? Like, she worked there for a long time.
Exactly.
But nobody knew, though. Apparently a tipster, a little snitch, Sneaky Susan, was mad at her and snitched on her. So, I mean...
there must be more to the story. She must have been doing something else with that salami, because I don't understand why they would give her a felony for that.
Well, it's the amount of money. That's what
I know,
saying.
But it's just sad. Like what Liv's saying, it's like she's obviously a hardworking employee that's been there for a while.
Well, when you're at the grocery store, let's just do some simple talking, seeing if we're guilty of theft. Are you allowed to, like, maybe sample a grape from the grapes or different things like that?
No. First of all, that's disgusting. If you're going around and snacking on the apples or the grapes without washing them, that's gross.
Well, you can't snack on an apple. That'd be a whole thing. But like a little grape, you can't just pop it to make sure it tastes good?
Unless you go up to the cashier and you tell them what you did. Like if you give your kid an apple to hold them over or whatever and they eat it in the store, which I think is disgusting. But if you do that, then you have to tell the cashier when you get up there that they did that.
But an apple's totally different than like a little grape with a bunch of grapes
on a vine.
They
both have the same pesticides on it or whatever that they spray on there. You have to wash it.
You just wipe it off on your shirt.
No. That doesn't work. It has to be with water.
Let's just say, hypothetically, if I used to work at a restaurant and that restaurant had celery and I used to eat some of that celery, I don't think I should be fired. I don't think I should be charged for a felony.
Hypothetically, right?
Hypothetically
for Liv the Web Girl.
Hypothetically, was this celery that people didn't eat, or is it just in the background sitting around? Like,
no, I mean, it was just... it just was in the back in the kitchen, and I hypothetically maybe would have asked the cooks to hand me some, hypothetically.
It's Liv, the hypothetical girl.
Hypothetically, you're guilty. How much did you take?
I definitely don't think like thousands of dollars worth there, because hypothetically speaking, I probably was only working at that job for less than a year.
Do you hear that?
What?
Hypothetical police sirens. They're coming for you, Liv!
Yeah, we've got a girl here. She's a celery stealer. Yeah. Oh, she took a whole stalk the other day. Yeah. Did you take any ranch sauce while you were doing it too to dip
no.
in?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like mine plain.
It was all hypothetical.
Yeah, exactly.
Hypothetically,
what are you
talking
right about, there. Though? This is all hypothetical.
Oh, okay. That is totally fine then. I want to hear from you, 317-239-1009. What you think about what this school in Georgia is bringing back. The Georgia School for Innovation and the Classics, a charter school that teaches children from kindergarten through ninth grade, sent consent forms to parents informing them of the school's new corporal punishment policy.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I've been a bad boy. Ow.
Don't say it like that. Gosh.
I've been a bad boy. Ooh. The students who have misbehaved would be taken into a closed office where they would put their hands on their knees,
okay.
hands on their knees,
right.
or a piece of furniture, and they would be struck on the buttocks with a wooden paddle no more than 3 times. Parents who opt out of the paddling punishment will have to agree that their student receives a suspension for up to 5 days in place. The school said paddling would only be used as a third strike punishment after a student had committed 2 other offenses. 317-239-1009 would like to get some feedback from you on this new policy that they're going to implement there.
Sure. Chain them up, spank them, lock them there overnight. I don't care. I'm just kidding.
I think this is a good thing. And I think that it's good, too. There's no complaining here because they're giving you an out. If you don't want your kid to be hit or spanked or struck, whatever you're going to call it, they're letting your child, in place of that, be suspended.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, listen, I never got hit in school, but I remember my dad telling me, like, he went to a Catholic school when he was raised, and the nuns would beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about that with Catholic schools. I mean, I was spanked by my parents growing up. I just don't think kids are getting spanked by their parents really anymore.
Do you think spanking shaped you to who you are? Because in my opinion, spanking, there's no way it worked on you.
It didn't work, nope.
Do you think it made you more rebellious?
I was just as evil, if not more so.
Live the web, girl. Were you spanked at all?
I can remember, like, probably 3 instances where I was spanked, but I don't feel like I was spanked a lot as a kid.
Do you feel like you should have been more, or do you think that's kind of a mean punishment?
No, like, I was sent to my room, and if anything, that was, like, the worst.
Yeah, you're like, no! Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Kim, and I have about the spanking rule. I'm a parent of a sophomore and a senior.
Okay.
In Franklin Township. And I do believe in spanking, but I don't believe in spanking in the school.
Why? What's the difference?
Because, just in fact, I'm not even going to tell you about my children's story, but I have found that teachers and some faculties are just liars.
Oh, they just wanted an excuse to beat the crap out of your kid?
No, they have their favorite children,
right,
and their non-favorite children.
That's what I'm saying.
And therefore, I have an autistic son.
Gotcha.
And they would beat the crap out of my son.
Well, that's just wrong, though. That's
Oh, yeah, special needs kids are different. They can't help it.
Yeah, that's ignorance. I think we're talking more just about, like, me. Like, little Joey in school, I would have broken the pedal. They would have spanked me so much for being an idiot. Jessica, you're on the east side, and you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about spanking?
I think that they ought to call me. If my child has done something 3 times, you need to call me and let me come in and let me spank my child.
Oh, so the parents should come into the school and spank them. Okay, that seems inconvenient. Like, I would just say spank the crap out of my kid for me.
Yeah, like, if it comes between me having to, like, you know, get out of my bed where I'm taking my nap to go all the way to my kid's school to give him a spanking, like, you know what, just forget it.
And Alex,
I don't want to get up.
You'll probably be buzzed by then.
My daughter knows, though, and she's told her classmates, if she gets out of line and I get called and I have to go clock out of work to come to the school, she's going to be in some shit.
Yeah, that's not good at all. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's take one more call this morning. 317-239-1009. Kim is in Carmel, and you're saying they shouldn't spank. Why is that?
I do not feel as though they should spank the kids because you don't know the extent that they'll take it to. You know, it's not that I don't believe in spanking kids. It's just me as a parent, I will be able to dictate how far I take it, and there is a limit to which it could be, you know, seen as abuse, even if it's three paddles. You know, it could be three paddles that knock them down. You don't know.
So what I'm hearing from you is you would not advocate them chaining up your kid in the faculty closet.
You are correct. No, we would have a problem.
All right, Kim, is your kid a good kid, though, or a bad kid?
My kid is a good kid. Straight A student, really, really good kid. However, you know, if that changes and we have issues in school, then I can handle it myself because I know the extent that I'll take it to.
That's good.
And I want to know, what does Kim do, though? What are you doing at home? You spanking? You slapping?
No, I don't give them slappings. I don't really have to be honest with you, because they're two. So my child has learned from the oldest one.
Oh.
Okay. They're like, I don't want to go through that crap.
Yeah. It's kind of like a learned experience type thing. I saw what he got in trouble for, so I'm not going
to
do it.
Exactly. The oldest always has to deal with all the crap. Hey, Kim, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West lost his cool at a Ralph Lauren event in New York after a reporter from Entertainment Tonight asked him about his wife, Kim Kardashian, and actor Tyson Beckford being gay. Remember that Kim got mad at him or something and said something about him not really being into women? So Kanye threatened to leave immediately if the reporter was not taken out of the event.
Let me show you. Do you want to do that? Okay, why does everybody gotta be little divas?
Yeah, he was like, she has to leave or I'm leaving.
No, I'm not playing.
They kicked her out. Hunky Zac Efron, our Disney bae, reportedly had a fling with Mel B.
What?
The 43-year-old former Spice Girl flirted with 30-year-old Efron via a dating app. This led to some flirty texts before they actually hooked up. Shortly after the split from her ex-hubby, Stephen Belafonte, the two stars enjoyed a night of passion at her L.A. home. A source said he ended up driving over to her pad. They hit it off, spent a few hours together. But despite their chemistry, it's reported that they were just happy with a one-night fling. They, you know, weren't exactly, like, trying to have a relationship. Their minds didn't necessarily meet in that way.
They didn't see that way. Now, listen, you probably wouldn't answer this or Live the Web Girl wouldn't, but as a guy, I would love to flip pancakes with of the Spice Girls. My initial crush was Baby Spice, but I think Scary Spice would be the best.
Scary Spice?
Yes.
It is almost Halloween.
She's a little cray-cray.
And the fashion duo of Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn have announced that they are leaving Project Runway after 16 seasons to develop a new project for Amazon Studios. Describing a relationship with Gunn as like a husband and wife, she said the Project Runway was our baby, and our baby is 16 years old now. Our baby can walk, and it's going to walk by itself. We love our baby. We love our baby, and we wish our baby good luck, but now we're ready to pop out a new one. Gunn added that although the two are onto their next project, they end on good terms with their former bosses at Lifetime, where Project Runway has been for the last 11 seasons. The duo says that the exit from Project Runway started immediately. As for the currently untitled show coming on Amazon, Klum said that the new venture will feature global fashion and designers rather than focusing on just the United States. Also, it's going to have an interactive element where viewers will be able to buy the clothes designed on the show through the Amazon fashion store. Isn't that kind of cool?
That's pretty cool.
Yep. And Post Malone, it's like he's in Final Destination, the movie.
Oh, I'm worried about him. Really?
He walked away not hurt after a car crash on Friday. He was the passenger in his Rolls Royce around 2:40 in the morning when a small SUV T-boned him on the driver's side. Moments after the crash, Post said that the SUV hit him out of nowhere, causing the Royce to spin out of control. There were no drugs or alcohol that played a role in the crash. It comes 17 days after his private jet blew two tires after takeoff and seemingly circled for hours to burn fuel before making an emergency landing. He said afterward he was thrilled to be alive, and he said, God must hate me, LOL.
He obviously, something's going on with Post Malone.
He's hilarious.
We need to put that guy in a bubble, like Bubble Malone. Something.
Yeah, Bubble Malone.
Something bad is going to happen. I mean, that's, like you said, Final Destination style right there. Thank you so much, Alex.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Today we're talking about Robert Hansen, a quiet and sweet local baker by day, but hunted humans at night. Growing up, Robert was a social outcast. He was awkward and skinny, extremely shy, and he spoke with a stutter. The more he was made fun of, the more he just wanted to spend time alone. He started channeling all of his rage from being made fun of by his peers into an insatiable need for revenge on animals, becoming an avid hunter. In 1957, when he turned 18, he decided to join the Army Reserve and leave his life of a loser behind. He wanted to make something of himself, and for a little while, he did. He became an assistant drill director in Iowa and got married. But one night, he randomly decided to burn down a garage of school buses. And his very smart wife was like, you know what? It's a no for me. I'm out. She divorced his crazy ass. And that was the smartest thing she ever did. She left him alone to finish his sentence for arson. He was supposed to be in there for 3 years, but got out after only 20 months and then met another woman. It was then that he decided he wanted a change. He convinces his wife to pack everything up and move with him to Alaska. And they even have two kids together while they're there. He had the picture-perfect fake life. A pretty wife, two children, a quiet Alaska town, and a small bakery that he decided to open up. But while the townspeople bought into the fake, you know, baker with his pastries and his cute little wife.
Who's not going to love a baker with pastries? Hey, Joe, would you like a donut? Yes.
They thought, this happy baker with a quiet family, he's got a knack for hunting. But inside, Robert Hansen was still the little boy who had been endlessly mocked as a child and had a thirst for revenge. People didn't realize that the man they bought cupcakes and pastries from and who had set several local hunting records was literally hunting humans after work hours.
What?
Sneaking out of the house, Robert would prey on female dancers and ladies of the night. He'd wait for the right moment to strike and then kidnap them. Driving as they screamed, he would take them to his cabin deep in the valley. Then once he got the girl inside, terrified for her life, he'd open the cabin door. He lived for the look on their face at that moment because for a split second, they thought they had a chance to live. They had hope, but that didn't last long because as soon as they started running, Robert started shooting.
What a psychopath.
Running for their lives, he tracked them like animals, enjoying their screams in the deep woods outside of Anchorage where no one would hear them. He was always armed with a knife and a rifle, torturing them for hours and sometimes even days at a time. They would hide like a wild animal, no sleep, constantly watching their back, trying to elude the hunter. But once he located them, he'd kill them right there as if they were just a wild deer. 17 times his plan worked perfectly. Kidnap, cabin, run for their life, shoot. But one night, things didn't go as planned for Robert. When a 17-year-old girl was seen running alongside the dark road deep in Alaska, barefoot and handcuffed, Robert was no longer the hunter. He became the prey.
Gosh, this guy is messed up. We're going to continue Murder Monday next. You can actually see a photo of him just getting done doing some hunting, and this is an actual animal.
Yeah, that one's an animal, not a human.
This isn't a trophy person that he has. On our Instagram, follow us, at Joe and Alex Show.
I'm also going to put up there a picture of the real-life Cindy Paulson. Robert Hansen had been killing women in Anchorage, Alaska for 20 years. But one night, Robert kidnapped 17-year-old Cindy Paulson. And he didn't know it then, but she was a fighter. And she was going to be his downfall. It was a summer night in June of 1983, and Robert offered $200 to 17-year-old Cindy in exchange for a special kiss.
Wow, that's a lot of money for a special kiss.
Cindy gets into his truck and immediately knows she made a mistake. Robert pulls a gun on her and drives her to his house. He chained her by the neck to a post in his basement while he tortured and sexually assaulted her. When he was done, he left her, chained, alone, and held captive. As he took a nap on a nearby couch, Cindy stayed frozen and afraid like that for a few hours until Robert woke up. He told her that they were going to the airport where he was going to take her out to his cabin. His cabin was so far in the Alaskan woods that you could only get to it by boat or bush plane. So Cindy, crouched down in his back seat with her wrists handcuffed in front of her body, decided she was going to come up with a plan. She was going to escape when Robert was busy loading things into the plane's cockpit. As soon as they arrived and Robert's back was turned, Cindy crawled out of the back seat, opened the driver's side door of Robert's old truck, and booked it to a nearby busy road. Cindy, running for her life, barefoot and handcuffed, waved down a passing truck. The driver was a young man who was terrified of her appearance but knew something was wrong, so he took a chance and picked her up. He drove her to a nearby hotel where Cindy bolted out of his truck and ran inside. Cindy pleaded with the motel clerk to let her call her boyfriend, but he refused and called the police instead. Once police got there, Cindy was still handcuffed and alone. They took her to the police station where Cindy described everything that happened in detail. Police knew immediately that the guy that she described sounded just like Robert Hansen, a local baker. He had had several prior run-ins with the law when they had questioned him, and he claimed that Cindy was making up stories once they went and talked to him again to try to get money from him, and he had a friend give a solid alibi. So they had to let him go, and the case went cold.
Wow, wait, they let him go?
Yes.
Holy crap.
A few years later, when the lead detective for the Alaska State Troopers found several female bodies in the woods, he contacted Special Agent Roy Hazelwood of the FBI. Roy has written tons of books that you can read. He specialized in criminal profiling and coming up with some of the very first psychological profiles of serial killers. Based on just the bodies that were found in the woods, Roy told police that they were looking for an experienced hunter with low self-esteem, have a history of being rejected by women, would have souvenirs of his victims like jewelry or even body parts, and would have a stutter. Now, how he came up with a stutter just by looking at a couple dead bodies is so crazy amazing to me. That, honestly, you could probably say right there is the reason that this stuff is so fascinating to me, because, I mean, how? Detectives went back over suspects, came back to Robert Hansen, who not only fit the profile, but owned a plane and a cabin and drove the truck that Cindy described. The APD secured a warrant to search his plane, cars, and his house, and on October 27th, 1983, investigators uncovered jewelry belonging to some of the missing women, as well as an array of firearms in a corner hideaway of his attic. The biggest find was an aviation map with little X marks on it, hidden behind Hansen's headboard.
I wonder what those little X's would be.
There were 17 X's.
I don't think those are spots to land.
No. When confronted with the evidence found in his home, Hansen denied it as long as he could, but he eventually began to blame the women and tried to justify his motives. Eventually, he admitted to a spree of attacks against Alaskan women starting in 1971. His earliest victims were young women, usually between 16 and 19, and not sex workers, unlike the victims who led to his discovery. He was sentenced by jury to 461 years plus life in prison without the possibility of parole. He died at the age of 75 at Alaska Regional Hospital in Anchorage of 2014 due to undisclosed health conditions. He's mentioned in Netflix's Mindhunter and referred to by name in Criminal Minds Season 5, Episode 21. He also inspired a Law & Order SVU episode called Hunting Ground, where a serial killer hunts women like wild game before killing them. So that is Robert Hansen, the Butcher Baker.
Just insane right there. That I still can't get over these stories, Alex, for Murder Monday, where they tell them exactly what happened. It's like, oh, well, they had an alibi. Sorry.
And then they let him go for a while. Yeah.
If I was that girl, I would freak out for the rest of my life.
Check out all the photos. Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, Leonard, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. I'll cut straight to the chase. It's my cat's birthday, and he's 4.
Well, happy birthday to your cat.
He really appreciates that. His name is Porkchop, and he loves your show. He loves the Joe and Alex Show.
How do you know he likes us?
First of all, he loves whenever Joe talks, and I work from home, and I listen on my Alexa, okay? And this is how I know. He sits in front of the speaker and doesn't move the entire time it's on.
I want to make sure you said sits in front of the speaker and not, you know, the other word. Okay,
no,
sits
in front of the speaker.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
What?
Yeah, he loves it. And if I try to turn it off, or turn the channel, he'll start, meowing.
Porkchop's the goat. He ain't a cat.
He really is my child.
Well, that's super cute.
Yeah, it is. He'll keep doing it until I turn it back. He'll keep meowing. So since he loves you guys so much, I was hoping that you could come up with a birthday song for him.
Wait, a birthday song for your cat, Porkchop?
We make one up?
Yes. like you can make one up for it and like sing it.
All right, okay. I got one real quick. Happy birthday, pork chop.
What? It's got to be like really creative. Hold on a minute. I'm pretty good at this kind of stuff. Let me think about it. Okay, let me come up with it, and then after I sing it, Joe, you can sing it with me, okay? So just follow along. Just listen.
Okay, no guarantees on how good this is going to be. We can try right here.
Okay, here we go. Happy birthday, pork chop. You're the best. You're the prettiest cat and above the rest. Happy birthday, pork chop. Such a pretty kitty. Even if your litter box smells real sh**.
Hey, you can't say that word.
Happy birthday, pork chop.
So wait, you want me to sing that with you?
Yeah. Was that good? Did you like that, Leonard?
I loved it. He's waving his tail. He started waving his tail around.
Oh, okay. Joe, sing it with me, okay?
All right. Live the Web Girl, feel free to back up here if you know any of these words either. Here we go.
Okay. Happy birthday, pork chop. You're the best. You're the prettiest cat and above the rest. Happy birthday, pork chop. Such a pretty kitty. Even if your litter box smells real sh**. Happy birthday, pork chop.
Wow, we might have a little business here.
This tail started going around real crazy, like even more when you all sang.
Oh, man. Hey, hang on the line. Live the Web Girl is going to get your information, and we'll send Pork Chop some catnip, okay?
Oh, do you think we could get him a little mini Joe and Alex Show shirt that's the size for a cat?
We could.
Let's get him one of those. Thank you, Leonard, and happy birthday, Pork Chop.
Oh, thank you. And, his eyes indicate that he is so, like, his mind is blown right now.
Hey, the Joe and Alex Show, granting one wish at a time. Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you.
All right, we start making money off this thing or what? I totally think this could be a business.
Cat jingles for you.
Oh, dogs, parrots. It doesn't matter what animal you have. You got a sloth? We'll sing them to sleep. Well, they probably already are sleeping.
I live in a one-bedroom apartment. And my boyfriend, who we call the Egyptian on the show, owns his own house. So since I've been dating him, anytime that my friends have came up here to visit from Louisville, where I'm from, they have always stayed at his house. And so my best friend and her husband are here on Saturday night, and we go out to Harry and Izzy's and have a really nice meal. There was a famous race car driver eating in there, too, who was on Dancing with the Stars. Now I can't remember what his name is, but he was in there, which was kind of cool.
Sorry, that's the only place, like, if I go somewhere, I'm more focused on the cocktail shrimp than I am anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, you could say this celebrity, I'm like, shrimp?
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Love Harry and Izzy's on the show, and we love St. Elmo's. But so we go out to eat, we go back to the Egyptian's house, and we all, like, play some games. And then my friend's husband goes upstairs and he like starts getting ready for bed before any of us. Okay. So he yells down the stairs to me and my girlfriend, "Hey babe, I put the toothbrush on the sink."
I knew it. The. I knew it. I knew it.
He said the toothbrush. And I said, I looked at her and I said, "What does he mean, the toothbrush?" And she's like, "Oh, well, our toothbrush." And I said, "What do you mean, our toothbrush?" She said, "Well, we share a toothbrush. Like, you know, we're husband and wife. We make out. We swap spit. Why wouldn't we share a toothbrush? What's gross about that?" And the Egyptian and I were dry heaving. I mean, that is the grossest thing to me of all time. Of all time.
If I was you or the Egyptian, especially Egyptian in his house, I'm like, get out.
Yeah, leave.
Go get an Airbnb, rent something. You are not allowed in this house.
And they just swore up and down that this was normal, that so many couples share toothbrush. And I said, I beg to differ. There's not a chance.
317-239-1009. Does any couple, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever you are, do you share a toothbrush, or is there anything else that you're sharing? Live the Web Girl. Please don't tell me that you and Jewel Daddy are sharing a toothbrush.
There's not a chance. Jewel Daddy is the biggest germaphobe in the world, but I will say, me and my best friend in the entire world, I've used her toothbrush.
That is so vile. That is so vile.
Times.
That is sick.
I know it's gross, but like I, at the time, didn't think it was that gross, and I really needed a toothbrush. I think it's grosser not to brush my teeth. And
use your finger. You use your finger.
That's still like, gross. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it's gross, but it's not, better than someone else's gunk.
Liv, look what Alex did. She used her own finger. It's gross if you're using your roommate's finger, but if you're using your own finger,
no,
it's like,
I think that's gross because your mouth doesn't get clean. Yes, I used my best friend's toothbrush a couple times, more than once, but I didn't think it was that gross. She's my best friend in the entire world.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. I'm going to puke right now. Who are we talking to right now on the Joe and Alex Show? Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily from Greenwood.
Emily, did you just throw up? Sorry if you did.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, disgusting.
So you're not sharing your toothbrush with your significant other then?
Oh my God, no. If, like, I had my girlfriend's toothbrush one time by accident, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
Alex, does your girlfriend and her guy, do they floss their teeth too?
No, they're not sharing the same floss.
Okay, so, hey, let me borrow your floss pick. That's great. Hey, there's a piece of dinner. Thanks.
See, that's the thing is she said, well, it's all the same. Like, if you kiss and everything, you're swapping germs.
No,
what's
not
the difference? I said, the difference is scraping off somebody else's bad breath, tongue gunk, and then you using that same, like, there is nothing more disgusting to me than this.
If you don't have two toothbrush, you should do something more. Maybe you just only use mouthwash. Not every time, but just for that particular circumstance, you don't share that. If I ever found out that my wife used my toothbrush, I don't even want to say.
You're throwing it away. You're getting a new one.
Oh, I'm saying even more than that. Like, I might call an attorney.
Like, just because you're married doesn't mean you have to share everything. Like, that's my thing.
Brett's in Castleton, and I agree with you, Alex. Do you share a toothbrush or anything?
No, I couldn't even share a hairbrush.
Okay, well, I think you could share a hairbrush. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I couldn't. I mean, it's just DNA, period. It's disgusting.
I don't have a problem with hairbrushes, but I do have a problem with sharing deodorant with somebody, whether they're my girlfriend or not. That grosses me out.
I've seen it before. I've seen it in the locker room at school.
Now, wait, okay. Brett, let me ask you and let me ask Alex. Go into the deodorant thing. I was younger. My mom, I actually fell in love with it. I don't use it anymore, but Secret deodorant is really good. I was out of my Old Spice. So what I did is I just, like, scraped off the top layer of my mom's deodorant, and I used that. And sometimes I do that with my wife because I don't want to.
I know people have said that too. Like, they, I've been to where I've had the day where I wasn't smelling all that great, and somebody told me to scrape off the top layer. I'm like, no, I'll just wait till lunch break and I'll just go to the gas station and pick me up my own.
Yeah, as long as it's not pit to pit, I think you're okay right there. Let's go to Rick P. this morning on the east side. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you share toothbrush or anything like that?
Well, not necessarily, but sometimes I go over to my girlfriend's house and she uses a rag to clean her body with, you know, and other extremities on her body parts. And I haven't left a toothbrush at her house in a few months, so occasionally I'll use that rag to clean my teeth.
Ew!
Yummy! It feels so good, baby.
What is going on? Well, you know what? The show is canceled. We're done. I'm going home. Liv the Window's going home. Joe is going home. It's over.
Wow.
That's the last thing I was expecting. You're putting your girlfriend's booty juice on your teeth.
Uh-oh, what is it now? Liv the Web Girl here. It's got a comment. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Are we in trouble again?
I think you guys will like this one. Mike Dottie says, I've only been listening to this show for about 3 weeks now, and it's probably the best show I've ever listened to.
Woo!
Yeah!
Mike, the real MVP!
Oh, what? Mike said he wants a hype horn? You get a hype horn, Mike!
If you missed it last week, our boss told us we're not allowed to use the hype horn anymore.
Do you think she's going to paddle me again?
I think you're gonna get written up now.
I hate going into the office and
But no! We put a poll up on all of our social media last week, and everyone voted that they liked it. They didn't want us to get rid of it, so I don't know.
All right. I think a lot of people are gonna like this. All this week at 8:08 on the Joe and Alex Show, we got Maroon 5 tickets. It's their Red Pills Blue Tour at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, September 20th, with special guest Julia Michaels. And you're qualified to meet Maroon 5 backstage before the show, because we got chances here on the Joe and Alex Show, chances throughout the day with Hunter and Elliot King, four times a day here on Radio Now that you can win. So this morning, Alex, I figured we could, get kind of intimate, get things going on a Monday morning, and have a special conversation.
We're going to have a little phone sex, but it ain't like that.
What exactly is it like, Alex? Can you explain?
We pick up the phone at 317-239-1009, and we ask you which gender is going to be next on the line. If you guess three in a row correctly, is that how we play?
Three in a row correctly,
then you will win the tickets. And if you miss, then we go to the next person on hold. So everyone has to just keep calling, because you never know, you could be the person that we answer and you get to play.
And we've had somebody before that got it wrong and came back and won.
That's true.
So keep on going. Keep your radio down. You're just listening on your phone. And let's say hi to Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
You're in Carmel. What's cracking in Carmel?
Work on a Monday.
Work. Are you ready to have a little phone sex?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Is the next person that we pick up going to be a man or a woman?
A woman.
Let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Amanda, sorry.
We have to make sure. Who is this?
This is Matt.
Yeah. All right,
Matt, are you a man?
I am.
All right. Bye, Amanda.
But
thank
now, Matt.
You.
Matt, you get to play, though.
Yep. Is the next person we pick up a man or a woman?
I'm going to go with a woman.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Brandon.
Brandon, playing. And Matt, you can call back 317-239-1009. Brandon, come on. Be the first person to get one right. Is it going to be a man or a woman that picks up next?
A woman.
All right, let's see here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Caitlin,
thank you for helping out Matt. Call back 317-239-1009. Matt, I'm sorry, Brandon, you got one down so far.
One for one.
All right, next call. What is it going to be, man or a woman?
A woman again.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Sandy.
Sandy! Ooh! You're a girl, aren't you?
I sure am.
Okay, Sandy, sorry. You helped out Brandon, but we got to let you go, but call back.
All right, Brandon, no pressure, but you got to get this next one right. If you do, you win. If not, we hang up and we start from scratch.
Brandon, did you imagine that you were going to be having phone sex after just 8 a.m. in the morning?
Nope.
The good thing is 2 out of 3 people on the show have brushed their teeth this morning.
That's right.
With their own toothbrush.
It happens so hard and so fast.
coming from the virgin on the show.
What is your next guess?
I think I got to stick with woman.
All right, let's see if luck be a lady today. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Heather, guess what?
What?
You just helped Brandon win tickets to go see Maroon 5.
Woo!
Hey, thank you. We're going to have more tickets all this week at 808, Heather. So we got to let you go. But Brandon, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. Who are you going to take to the show? You got any idea?
I haven't decided yet. I'll have to think on it.
All right, cool, man. You got some time. Maroon 5, the Red Pills Blue Tour. Going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse September 20th with special guest Julia Michaels. And you get to qualify like you just did right there for Maroon 5 backstage tickets before the show. Real quick, we will get into this right now. Stilly Sound Theater, but are you going to do it, Liv, or what are you doing over there?
I am definitely not going to be doing it.
Okay.
Well, she's pulled her shirt up halfway, so her stomach is out.
I don't know if Liv was threatening, but she's like, I'm taking off my shirt! It's so hot!
It's hot in studio today. Usually, Liv and I freeze our you-know-whats off.
Yeah.
Every day. It's cold in here.
We have blankets, we wear gloves and mittens and hats, even in the summer, because Joe is a polar bear and likes to torture us.
It's supposed to be cold. I have all these computers and stuff around me, but Liv's like rolling her shirt up
I
now,
am.
So it's a belly shirt.
And my like sleeves are up. I also am dressed for the winter. Like, I have long socks
because usually it's cold in here.
I'm normally freezing my butt off.
Liv said she was going to take her shirt off all the way, and I said, okay, that's fine. Just make sure we get it on video.
Yeah, you got a sports bra?
Yeah, you guys.
Then you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Alex, you got
ready? Why would you guys want to get it on video?
Because the listeners want to see you doing radio in a bra. I mean, right there. Sex sells, Liv. Come on.
It sounds better when you're in a bra.
Radio does sound better. You learned that in broadcasting school. You went to college. Didn't you learn that?
Yes, but I wasn't in broadcasting school. Did not learn that.
Did you go to broadcasting school? Because that'd be a good place to learn, too, right there. All right, we're so stupid. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. And it is time now for Silly Sound Theater.
And now it's time for Silly Sound Theater.
Where Joe and Alex have you say silly sounds.
Let's get Heather from Greenwood. Is she there?
She is.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Did you know how Silly Sound Theater works, or would you like us to explain it to you?
I do. I know how.
All right, okay.
For those that are listening that don't know, it's a new little game we came up with where Joe or I will tell the story, and when we pause in the story, you give the sound effect for what's happening.
For example, Alex, I'm going to talk a sentence or two, and I want you to do the sound, okay? I'm going to pause.
Okay.
It was a very, very cold day. See, does that make sense right there?
It makes sense.
The bigger the better. Make sure you talk directly into your phone so we can hear you.
Talk loud.
Yeah, nice and loud. Here we go, Heather in Greenwood. The little boy waited outside for the school bus. The bus pulled up and the creaky door opened. He was greeted by the bus driver's loud smoker's cough. That was a very manly smoker's cough right there. He made his way to his seat and sat down next to his friend, who unzipped his lunchbox so they could trade lunches. Once they got to school, the little boy heard the first bell ring.
Ring, ring, ring.
He clicked open his locker. And put his backpack inside. When he got to class, his teacher was writing on the whiteboard, but her markers were especially squeaky that day.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Later during recess, the little boy swung on the swings.
Oh shoot.
I noticed you're just saying the word. But while swinging, he fell on accident. Another kid made fun of him and asked if he should call a whambulance.
Do you want me to call a whambulance?
Wee, wee.
That's when the little boy punched him in the face.
Oh.
Suddenly, the boy's alarm clock went off. It was all a dream.
Oh.
Time for school.
Oh, what a gym. I thought we had some kind of crazy fight club at this elementary school. I was ready.
There's only one rule about school fight club.
We don't talk about school fight club.
That's right.
Hey, Heather and Greenwood, thank you so much for being on the Joe and Alex show today.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
There was a power outage in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and this happened after some severe thunderstorms rolled through. A woman went to light a candle that she found in the basement, but it turned out to be a stick of dynamite. And it exploded in her hand. She suffered severe injuries, including getting some of her fingers blown off.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, like, we're not laughing at it, but it's like, what the hell are the odds? You're like,
okay, awful.
I'm going to light something. It's like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, not laughing
Stop,
at her, but...
I'm trying not to laugh, but it's funny.
Because you're laughing.
I'm trying. I'm a horrible person.
Now, her and her husband, they didn't have dynamite. It wasn't her fault they mixed it up. She thought it was kind of a candle. It was actually from the previous owner. It's like, well, why is a previous owner just leaving dynamite around? Oh, my gosh, that's insane. And let's see here. A guy in Florida was day drinking. We've all been there. And almost burned down his house. Yeah, this is insane. Firefighters showed up and saw smoke coming from his house. Then he came to the door, opened it for him after they knocked. Dude was totally buck naked. He's like, sorry. Sorry about the smoke. And he went back inside. The firefighters got him out of the house. He ended up telling cops that he started boozing around 9 that morning. In the morning?
Yikes.
Dude, you got a problem if you're drinking at 9 in the morning. He said he drank over a half gallon of liquor.
Ew.
That's insane.
Even for Liv the Web Girl standards, that's insane.
I actually almost did this with my sorority house.
What did you do?
I was just going to say, was it a tailgate thing?
No, but it was a day party thing. So we started drinking around like 11 a.m. or like 10 a.m.
Yeah, nice and early.
And we were drinking all day. And then I went back to my sorority house and I tried to make a pizza, but fell asleep while it was in the oven. But luckily, I lived with like 16 other girls, so they took care of it. But it was like smoky and it smelled like smoke for literally the next 4 days.
Did you at least take it out of the box? Because I've had people that were drunk and they put the pizza box in.
I did take it out of the box, but also I never told anyone that it was me.
I was going to say, I think I know this story, and you let some other new girl take the blame,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What? You are shady as hell.
Watch out for Liv. She's savage.
So this guy didn't do the pizza thing like you did, Liv, and blame it on somebody else, but what he told the cops is, I was trying to bake cookies on my Foreman grill, but I forgot about them, and they caught on fire.
Okay. I don't think that's what that's for.
By the way, I didn't think so either, but is this guy a genius? Can you make cookies on your Foreman grill? Have I been using it just for hamburgers?
I've never heard of that. I know that Michael Scott on The Office wanted to cook his foot on the George Foreman grill. So there's that.
That smells great.
Joe, how about you try it out and let us know?
Yeah. I will. Give me some cookies, okay?
Just don't burn down your house.
He threw some towels on it to smother the fire, which is a good idea to put it out. But he thought it was out and left the towels there too. So they caught on fire. It ended up spreading, and the firefighters were able to put it out, but he was too drunk to realize it. So
wow.
Don't day drink and use your Foreman grill. How about that?
Let's not say we did.
Order Jimmy John's or something like that. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
There was a power outage in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and this happened after some severe thunderstorms rolled through. A woman went to light a candle that she found in the basement, but it turned out to be a stick of dynamite. And it exploded in her hand. She suffered severe injuries, including getting some of her fingers blown off.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, like, we're not laughing at it, but it's like, what the hell are the odds? You're like,
okay, awful.
I'm going to light something. It's like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, not laughing
Stop,
at her, but...
I'm trying not to laugh, but it's funny.
I'm laughing because you're laughing.
I'm trying. I'm a horrible person.
Now, her and her husband, they didn't have dynamite. It wasn't her fault they mixed it up. She thought it was kind of a candle. It was actually from the previous owner. It's like, well, why is a previous owner just leaving dynamite around? Oh, my gosh, that's insane. And let's see here. A guy in Florida was day drinking. We've all been there. And almost burned down his house. Yeah, this is insane. Firefighters showed up and saw smoke coming from his house. Then he came to the door, opened it for him after they knocked. Dude was totally buck naked. He's like, sorry. Sorry about the smoke. And he went back inside. The firefighters got him out of the house. He ended up telling cops that he started boozing around 9 that in the morning.
Yikes.
Dude, you got a problem if you're drinking at 9 in the morning. He said he drank over a half gallon of liquor.
Ew.
That's insane.
Even for Live the Web Girl standards, that's insane.
I actually almost did this with my sorority house.
What did you do?
I was just going to say, was it a tailgate thing?
No, but it was a day party thing. So we started drinking around like 11 a.m. or like 10 a.m.
Yeah, nice and early.
And we were drinking all day. And then I went back to my sorority house and I tried to make a pizza, but fell asleep while it was in the oven. But luckily I lived with like 16 other girls, so they took care of it. But it was like smoky and it smelled like smoke for literally the next 4 days.
Did you at least take it out of the box? Because I've had people that were drunk and they put the pizza box in.
I did take it out of the box, but also I never told anyone that it was me.
I was going to say, I think I know this story, and you let some other new girl take the blame,
didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What? You are shady as hell.
Watch out for Liv. She's savage.
So this guy didn't do the pizza thing like you did, Liv, and blame it on somebody else. But what he told the cops is, I was trying to bake cookies on my Foreman grill, but I forgot about them, and they caught on fire.
Okay. I don't think that's what that's for.
By the way, I didn't think so either, but is this guy a genius? Can you make cookies on your Foreman grill? Have I been using it just for hamburgers?
I've never heard of that. I know that Michael Scott on The Office wanted to cook his foot on the George Foreman grill. So there's that.
That smells great.
Joe, how about you try it out and let us know?
Yeah.
I will. Give me some cookies, okay?
Just don't burn down your house.
He threw some towels on it to smother the fire, which is a good idea to put it out. But he thought it was out and left the towels there too. So they caught on fire. It ended up spreading, and the firefighters were able to put it out, but he was too drunk to realize it. So
wow.
Don't day drink and use your Foreman grill. How about that?
Let's not say we did.
Order Jimmy John's or something like that. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Let's talk about gender reveal parties. 317-239-1009. If you've done one, I want to hear the cool way that you did it. Like, if all you did is cut into a cake, I'm not saying that's lame, but I want to do something like this video we have up online at RadioNowIndy.com. This is what I would call gender reveal goals. This family, they're gathered around outside next to a huge wrapped present, like a big old gift. They all push their gender reveal like confetti poppers. It's to show the gender of the baby. So they push the thing and all of them at once come out with blue powder, like,
yeah.
They then push their, this is so great. Then somebody just right on cue runs out of the box wearing a giant inflatable baby suit. It comes right out of the box and starts dancing.
That's exactly what I want at mine.
It is the cutest freaking baby. I sent that to my wife, Lindsay. She's like, hell no. We are not doing that. I'm like, Lindsay, babe, this is
it's fun.
This is the most amazing thing ever. Would you ever even want to do a gender reveal?
That sounds fun, but I mean, for me, I think it's probably too much. If you're having a baby shower, I think that's good enough. I don't think people, because people already dread making the time to go to your stupid baby shower. They don't want to come to your gender reveal too.
But if you're making them into a party like this, wouldn't you want to go? Like, I hate going out of all the dumb wedding things and the baby things, but if there was a gender reveal party like this, I totally would want to be there.
Really? Even as a guy?
Yeah, if it was as fun as this, Alex, I'm going to try to pull the video so you can see it, because I thought it was freaking incredible, and it's just, it's to me, it's more like a party atmosphere.
I mean, every single gender reveal party, though, they're pulling a thing and then a color shoots out, or they open a box of balloons or whatever.
All right, now I'm showing you the video, and it's up at radio90.com, but see, they're all standing around, they're about to do it, boom, blue confetti goes off, this giant-ass baby runs out, starts dancing, the baby's dabbing, it's doing the Fortnite dance kick thing, it's moonwalking, the couple's happy, there's music playing. I mean, these are reveal goals. Am I wrong?
I mean, I guess that is probably, out of all the gender reveals that I've seen, yeah, that one probably is the coolest. You're right.
My sister had a gender reveal party, and she did it with the cake, and I saw that the color was blue through the icing, and so I was like, I know what it is, and everyone was like, don't tell me, but then I, like, told my mom and, like, some of my other sisters, like, hey, it's a boy, and
why
it
would
turned
you do
out
that?
To be a boy, and I ruined it for him.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because I'm an annoying little sister.
Now, another thing kind of going along with the gender reveal, would you ever do it that you wouldn't know what you're going to have? I couldn't wait 9 months to find out what we're having. I need to know as soon as they can see if it's a boy or a girl.
My mom did that with both me and my little brother. My best friend did that with their first child, and I think they're all insane and on something, because there's no way. I want to plan. I want to come up with a name. I want to do the nursery accordingly. I want to pick out the clothes accordingly. I can't do any of that if I'm winging it and pooping this thing out and then figuring it out. I don't like that idea.
Well, you know you're not supposed to poop it out, right? Like, I don't think that's how it all works.
Do you know how it
works? Wait, tell me. No.
Monday, Monday, Monday. It's a Monday. Today, mostly cloudy. High of 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High of around 76. I would give us today probably like a B+ of a show. And you know I'm a stingy teacher.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Which means good job, Live the Web Girl.
Woo!
Alex.
Thank you. I know. I'm the glue that holds us together.
Well, yeah. I didn't want to go after. Murder Monday was pretty good. You lost me a few times when you stumbled.
Stop.
But no, just kidding. hey, I want to know what Lucia thought today. She sat in studio, kind of a little job shadowing. What did you think of the Joe and Alex show today?
Honestly, I've been listening to the Joe and Alex show for a long time, but getting to come in and see all the behind the scenes and just the energy between you guys was amazing. It's still better than 99.5, and I'm always going to say that.
Oh, wow.
I'm always going to say that.
Wow.
This is the place to be.
Shots fired.
Nothing's more fun than listening to the Joe and Alex show in the morning.
We didn't even tell her to say that.
To be fair, though, that did sound a little scripted. I know we didn't tell her, but it's like she's like...
They didn't tell me, guys. I promise.
She's like one of those people like reading one of those terrorist things like... My name is...
No, she's not being held hostage here. But Joe, you have your checkbook, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got a Venmo account. Are you heading to school right now? What are you doing?
I'm not heading to school. We have school off because it's a Jewish holiday.
Hooray!
I'm not even Jewish, but hooray!
Yay! Thanks to the Jews!
Awkward. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming in. We'd love to have you back anytime.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. If you miss anything today on the Joe and Alex show, radionowindy.com. I wish we had more holidays off, and we have a lot off as it is now. But, I mean, can we start celebrating Jewish holidays too?
I wish I was Jewish.
There we go. All right. Have yourself a wonderful day. Radionowindy.com for all the details. Alex, Live the Web Girl. Lucia, let's all say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.